Nolte, Kangaroo Court Fail, Donald Trump Tops Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. By John Nolte on June 12, 2024. Pennsylvania, a state that certified President Joe Biden the winner in 2020, is looking like Trump country, according to the latest NPR/Marist poll. This poll of 1,181 registered voters in Pennsylvania was taken June 3 to 6, 2024. Days after a kangaroo court in Manhattan turned former President Donald Trump into a convicted felon, for now. The beauty of this poll is that it shows nothing's changed. While this is the first NPR/Marist poll of Pennsylvania, it still shows Trump leading his fraudulency by 2 points, 47 to 45%, which is perfectly in line with all the pre-phony conviction polls out of Pennsylvania. So what we have here is yet another poll that says Joe Biden and the Democrat Party burned down the American justice system for no reason. Once a Democratic stronghold, Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes are up for grabs, said the pollster. Although Obama carried Pennsylvania handily in 2008 and 2012, Trump broke the blue wall in 2016 against Clinton before Biden held serve for the Democrats in 2020. Now, there are no guarantees for either candidate. We're told Biden won Pennsylvania by 1.2 points in 2020, which was perfectly in line with the Real Clear Politics polling average that showed Hunter's dad up by exactly 1.2 points. But, in 2016, Trump beat Clinton in Pennsylvania by 0.7%. Barry Obama won the state by 10.3 and 5.4 points, respectively, in 2008 and 2012. The trend toward the Republican Party in Pennsylvania is obvious, and no rigged trial will stop that trend. In fact, NPR/Marist asked Pennsylvanians directly about the Trump conviction and found that only 49% agreed with the guilty verdict. Most importantly, a majority of Pennsylvania residents think they and their families were better off during Trump's presidency, 54%, than during Biden's term, 43%. Oh. And by a margin of 54 to 45%, Pennsylvanians rate Trump's presidency as superior to Biden's in terms of the impact it has had on the country. Although narrowly, Trump's favorability rating does top Biden's 53-43 unfavorable/favorable for Trump, compared to 55-42 for slow Joe. More. Biden's job approval rating is upside down in Pennsylvania. 54% disapprove of how he is doing his job, and 42% approve. Biden's approval rating is nearly identical to the score he received in November 2022. Pennsylvania residents are twice as likely to say they strongly disapprove of how Biden is performing, 46%, than to say they strongly approve, 23%. Trump is outperforming the generic congressional ballot that shows state residents prefer a Democrat Congress over a Republican one by 2 points. 49 to 47%. Trump is also outperforming Republican U.S. Senate candidate David McCormick, who is 6 points behind Democrat Senator Bob Casey, 46 to 52%. The whole idea behind Biden and the Democrats manufacturing felony charges against Trump was to 1. Put him in jail and 2. If he wasn't jailed, undermine just enough of his support to win a close election. So far, this poll and others show that the plan has failed. Related, UFC hearts Trump. Crowd and fighters cheer Trump after conviction. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.